Hi, everybody. Right, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to imagine a big event, something that you enjoy. Maybe your favourite football team gets into the final of the FA Cup, or your favourite band is going to be playing at a music festival, or anything at all that you're really into. Or maybe you know somebody local that's good at something and they're going to get into a big tournament. Like, let's say Richard Lavender loves playing golf, an amateur golfer, and he's been invited into the Open to play. And you go and you tell everybody, come and see Richard, I know him, he's my friend, he's a fantastic golfer, and he's gone into the Open, and you've got to come. No, the tickets are not too expensive, it's worth it. It's really worth seeing this guy. So we all troop along, and we go, and what happens? He plays the worst game of his life. How do you feel? You feel, don't you? You feel embarrassed for him, for yourself, because you've been bigging him up all the time. You feel sorry. You feel upset. Well, just think how you would feel about a situation like that. Imagine these feelings multiplied dozens and dozens of times. And I think that's how the disciples would have felt after Jesus died. But after Jesus died, something changed. We're going to have a couple of Bible readings. The first one is taken from John chapter 20, starting at verse 19, and it's coming up on the screen for you there. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood with them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Now I want you to keep the thoughts on that reading in your mind. And we're going to have another reading. And this time it's taken from Acts. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what they sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Now, that's a different group of apostles from the first reading that we had. So I want you... So we'll look at this reading here, and I want you to give me ideas of how you think the followers would be, how they would feel. How they would feel. They were doing things together, so they would be united. Can you think of anything else? They claimed their possessions were their own. No one claimed their possessions were their own. Sorry? Yes, they shared. They were all equal. You need to shout loud, I'm a bit hard of hearing. Can we think of anything else? We could say they were selfless because they didn't keep things to themselves, they gave it out. And they were committed. Because by that time, they had seen the risen Lord and they knew that he had come back. So they were committed, weren't they? And when you think of the times, they were living in, they were a bit frightened to start with, but then because they knew that Jesus was with them, were they still frightened? No, they became brave, bold. Right. Sorry? Witnessed, yes, they did. Right, let's think back to the time before this. In the first reading that we had, in the first verse, it mentioned that they were hiding away for fear of the Jews. How do you think, let's move back 2 or 3 weeks, months. How can you think of any words that would describe the disciples then? Afraid? Uh-huh. Think about Peter denying Jesus. How do you think he felt? He was afraid. He would be embarrassed. Lonely. Yeah.
Sad.
What about when James and John asked to be the greatest in the kingdom? How do you think that? They were a bit selfish, weren't they? A bit selfish and a bit disunited because they wanted to be better than everybody else. And can you remember when they kept asking Jesus for signs? Doubtful, yep. And then as we read in John's Gospel there, they were hiding. They were hiding and they were afraid. Now, something happened between here and here. An amazing thing happened, and I'm sure we all know what it is. What happened between here and here to make these afraid, lost, lonely, sad, selfish, doubting people into the united, equal, selfless, committed people that they became? The Holy Spirit came, yeah, but before that, I can't get it all on, but yeah, the resurrection. The resurrection.
So one, the resurrection, they died. They saw Jesus being crucified and he was killed. The resurrection came, and then he appeared to them, and they realized that he hadn't left them. He was still there with them, and that gave them the confidence to be what they are now. So through the resurrection, which led to the Holy Spirit, the disciples were able to become like Jesus. And I think that's an experience for us too. Even 2,000 years later, we can still have that confidence that because of the resurrection, Jesus lives and he lives in us. But we need to go out and tell others about him, the same as the disciples did. Thank you.